You're listening to Big Wigs. The bigger the wig,
the bigger the personality. Ooh, stunning.
Hey, Tom.
Miranda? Oh, I thought I saw Miranda.
Look at that, babe. It's Big Wigs.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Look at big ribs and big wigs.
And we're back. What's up, Big Wigs? Happy holidays. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Hanukkah's just hidden in there this year with Christmas. It's really weird. It's weird. It's so late.
No, but I thought it was the same day.
It starts the same day, which is right, just right. Someone up there was like, it's our turn.
It's tough to have on the same day.
It's not tough. It's probably fine. Like, Hanukkah's not like Christmas. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not. We don't have like a big like day where we like do
it's
it.
It's spread out throughout.
Spread out.
7 days?
As far as I know, I'm already getting Hanukkah presents. You know what I mean?
It's right now, early.
Every day is Hanukkah for
Anna. Who said 8 days? I'm talking about a month.
365 days a year.
A month if you're in my family.
So you've already been shopping?
Shopping, yes. I also got a Hanukkah present early. I had to because it's a scheduling thing. And so Jared panicked. Did I tell you this?
No.
Guys, this is major for me. If you've ever seen my one-woman show, if you've ever known me since childhood... Jared gave me a card last week, and it said, clear your calendar for Tuesday the 17th, because I got you tickets to Mariah fucking
Oh, wow.
Carey.
Wow.
Very cool.
I can't wait. Like, she's on my top five.
This is humongous news.
I've never seen her live. Have you ever seen her live?
No. I think that's really hard.
I know it's, like, not... the era to see her live.
Doesn't matter.
In, you know, I've seen the clips and, and people complaining and stuff, but just to see her live is like a big moment
it's
in
huge.
My life.
Yeah.
I had a fish named Mariah Carey for 3 years. Dre.
Beta like, fish?
A beta fish, yeah.
You kept it alive for 3 years?
Yeah, like all through high school.
Impressive.
Mariah Carey, the fish. She was beautiful too, like just like her namesake. But
wow. Where is she performing?
Well, here's the thing. So she's at Barclays this week.
Okay.
She canceled the last two shows because she had the flu, like literally like Friday and Thursday. So
you're thinking
Jared's been like panicking and I'm like, check the Reddit threads.
We need to know.
She only canceled Jersey like hours before last week. So hopefully, you know, knock on wood, she's better. She's good. She can give me a little All I Want for Christmas Is You. I might have like one of those just like starstruck moments. Like
totally.
Okay, I have a question for you because you love concerts. Mm-hmm. Do I wear my Mariah Christmas t-shirt, my McDonald's by Mariah shirt?
Yeah.
Yes.
Sure.
I think that's perfectly on brand.
It's not loser-ish?
No, you're going to Anna-fy it up, like zh.
Yeah,
it'll
maybe.
Be
maybe.
Please.
It's a huge t-shirt. It's like an extra large. So it's like, maybe I'll just wear it with like tights.
Yeah.
And like little tiny shorts that you can't see.
Yeah. And like a little like red bow somewhere. I don't know. Something.
You would catch me dead with a red bow in my hair.
Bows are very in right now, which is why I said, you know, all the girls are wearing
bow
like
on. I got a bow belt on.
You see?
It's my mom's from like the 80s.
I love that.
Very Lolita.
So old. But I...
Wait, this is a good present from him. So this is considered like your first Hanukkah present.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so I'm already basking in the glow of Hanukkah lights,
yes,
you know?
Yes. I am a little worried though because Christmas... Well, it's next week. And
it is next week?
Yeah, bro.
You know, I have no concept. I'm like, how many more days until we're like done? You know, like, I'm sure everyone
this
feels
year?
That, right? Don't you feel that?
I'm so fucking ready.
I'm sure everyone listening right now year. Is like, I need to just fucking veg out for like days right now. Whether you're home, away, or just not at work, not running around the city. Like,
it's the in-between time. But yeah, this year I felt it even more. I don't know if it's because... there's been more things happening. But I really just need, I don't need one rotting day. I need about a week.
I think we're going to get that. I think like.
Yeah, but I haven't done any Christmas shopping for anybody in my life. And it's really scaring me.
Dre, hello. Have you heard of the internet? Girl.
Yeah, but things now.
Get
people
on
are,
it.
The delivery fees are like, are crazy. You can't even get a package until they're going to, everything is now saying delivered after Christmas.
Really?
Or delivery by the 23rd. But like, I should have been sent out. You know, I have family that lives in different parts of the country now. And it's like, well, you can forget about sending it via mail. It's tough. You know what you got to do? You got to order it and send it as a gift.
That's nice. Yeah. You're nice. I haven't bought anything. I mean, I have a gift for Jared, but I haven't really bought anything else.
That's great.
Gave my mom a birthday gift. You know, my sister's birthday's on Christmas. I'll think of something, you know?
I'll think of something by then.
I'll come in January. It's okay.
You know what? The good thing is she has kids now. So, sorry, your kids get gifts. Don't you don't.
I guess. Yeah. I'm a good gift giver in terms of like what I give.
Of course.
But I'm not a good gift giver in terms of like remembering everyone and giving them gifts. Are you good?
Again, I suffer with time management.
Yes.
The gift we will know. Come late.
You sure do.
Oh.
I've been on time to this podcast a lot except for today.
Grinch over here.
You know what? He biked here, so you get a pass because I know you're just sopping wet over there. So I hope you button your pants
soon. He wasn't talking. He was just wringing out his shirt over here.
My jeans are like 15 pounds right now. It was raining out today.
I would be throwing shade too. So the gifts are always very thoughtful, very fun gifts that are very relevant to the person. In terms of getting it to them on time, because I don't live with them, it's tough.
Yeah. Like,
tough.
Are you seeing your brother? Are you seeing your family for Christmas? Is he coming in? Or?
I don't think I'm seeing my brother or sister-in-law or nephew, but I'll have to send them stuff because they're going to be spending it where they live.
With you in spirit.
With you in spirit. Yeah. I think I'm here for Christmas season this year.
That's nice. New York is fun at Christmas time.
Nobody's here.
But also like all the like bars and restaurants, like it's just a good energy. It's like a fun environment.
Yes.
I've been here so many Christmases in New York. Like back when I used to work, I had to work always on Christmas. So,
that's
like,
hard.
I hosted HQ every Christmas and I like worked in restaurants back in the day on Christmas. So like, I don't know. I used to get my, you know. It was a work day. But I would make it fun because like I'd go see a movie. You got to go see a Christmas movie and like get Chinese food. And that's the Jewish Christmas.
Put a pin in this, but I just discovered a new Christmas movie that I have to talk about.
We got here.
Are we getting into Christmas movies? I mean, you talked about it last week, but.
We did, but you didn't give us yours.
Yeah, you owe us the list.
Yeah, so the list, forget this. This trumps the list. So I'm watching Love Actually last night, and on Prime, it just rolls over to the next movie. I start seeing the opening credits. James Gandolfini.
Okay.
Christina Applegate. Ben Affleck, Catherine O'Hara.
What?
Nobody knows about this Christmas movie. It is called Surviving Christmas.
Surviving Christmas.
It's an
not a reality show.
Not a reality show. Love Island Christmas. I'm telling you, this is the most random movie that no one has heard about. I talked about it with Taylor. It has James Gandolfini in it, and he really plays up his like Tony Soprano character in this movie. He plays a father in this movie. It's incredible, you guys. It's on Amazon Prime.
Did you watch the whole thing? You loved it.
I mean, I as soon as I saw the opening credits with all these names, I said, how do I not know about this? And two, I got to watch it all the way through.
You got to post it on Big Wigs so you can remind all of us of Dre's obscure holiday
movie. I can't believe it's not known.
It's big names.
Huge names. Are there movies? I feel like there's got to be some movies that have huge names and I don't know why they weren't more publicized.
Yeah.
Surviving Christmas with James. Everybody loves James Gandolfini. Have you ever heard of this movie?
I've heard of it, but I haven't.
It's crazy.
I've never heard of it.
Ben Affleck. I mean, what?
Ben Affleck. Sign me up. You know what I mean?
Especially like baby Affleck.
When was it? Yeah, that was my question.
Early Affleck.
Got it.
Affleck. No, I didn't look it up because I don't even know why, but it's definitely like an old school, obviously, James Gandolfini is in it, but incredible movie. So I think my top three, it's got to be Four Christmases in no particular order. Four Christmases, Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, and potentially Elf.
Wow.
But then now I'm putting in there Surviving Christmas because it's great.
Got it. So you had a top four.
I guess I have a top four. But no, I'm forgetting so many. See, that's the issue.
You're forgetting Home Alone, but we don't have to talk about it anymore.
That to me, I think... I don't see it in my top five. I don't actually.
Wow.
Shockingly enough. But
and
I loved...
put both of them in my top five.
I know. I couldn't believe it.
I have a video. I have to post it for you guys on Big Wigs. Because after last week's episode, I went home and I said, Jared, how well do you know me? Name my top five Christmas movies. And I videoed him just spitting them out for you. And it's really good. It's really good.
Wait, did he get them in order too? I'm shocked.
Honestly, I think he was like one off. I have to show you. And he's just straight up guessing.
Wait, did he not listen to last week's episode?
No, he hasn't listened to an episode in years. But
wow.
Yeah. And okay, I was just like, I said today we did. And he was like, I bet I could guess these. And I was like, boom, filming you, go for it. And he nailed. I was really good. I gave him a poker face. I know. That's how much I love Home Alone, though. He was like, shit, is she going to put one or two as first?
I know, that's tough.
And then he's like, OG. And then he was like, did you break him up with Elf? And I was like, oh my God, yeah. Did I? Home Alone was on TV last night, by the way. Just
on ABC?
Case. I don't know what it was on. It was just on. And we were going to watch Hot Frosty.
Horrendous.
I was going to watch it. Yeah. But then I remembered this documentary I wanted to watch. And you would love it. It was called Inside the Mind of a Dog. Love. My friend Amy is also one of the producers on it. Shout out to Amy Hobbs. It's Amy Hobbs. It's an amazing movie.
Oh, it's a movie? I thought it was...
No, it's a great movie. It was like an hour and 15 minutes.
Got it.
It's a doc about it's really nice. It's about this like program, this big program that trains service animals and matches them with people, you know, who have disabilities who need these service animals. But throughout, like, that's like the big story. But throughout it, they also talk about like the cognitive behaviors of dogs and like how UPenn and Harvard and all these schools are studying these behaviors of dogs and how much they... what they're dreaming about and how much they love humans and how dogs can respond better to a point when you point to something than like apes, which are closer to like our species.
Our primates.
It's so crazy. Yeah.
No, dogs are so special.
So special. So smart. It was really great, but also some of these dogs don't graduate and you're like, oh no.
You're
like,
connected to them and you feel bad.
And then you're like, they still get to be pets and they get to be, and the people who keep them for the first year of their life, like get to adopt them first if they want. So that's kind of sweet because they're like reunited. But I was like, Jared was crying this whole, like during this movie. I was choked up, but I don't get.
He is such a feeler.
He feels.
I have no other words
for it. I've only seen him cry like four times in my life, and it's always about dogs, honestly.
It's all relating back to them.
Never about a human, really.
You sent me the annual Dachshund meetup that I missed.
Dre, I know. You guys, in New York City, apparently there's a Dachshund meetup in Madison Square Park annually.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, but
you knew about this?
Yeah, the Wiener Dog Parade.
Oh, good. Yeah. Good for you. Why didn't you tell me?
Somehow. You didn't ask.
Somehow. It's not like I went. Puts this in my feed, and I was like, they know I'm like related to you and I like send it to you. I'm like, Dre.
But why was it Christmas theme? It's always in the wintertime and they dress them up as little Santas.
That's another
layer to it.
I think it is around now. Yeah. Every year.
Oh my God. I thought you better start summertime.
Sewing that sweater for your future dachshund for next year's parade.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. And if I feed it too much, it's got to get on a diet because have you seen those chunky dachshunds? They're so cute. But it's not
like,
good for them.
But then their bellies like hit the ground.
I know.
They're like low
they're
to the ground.
They're low hanging fruit.
Yeah. My dogs lost weight. And I was like, they went to the vet this weekend and they lost weight. And I was like, oh, good. Me too. And Jared's like, this is not good.
Are they concerned? The vets?
I was like, well, they play nonstop. They play more than the average dog. You know what
because
I mean?
Because they have each other. They're running around.
She's like, are you giving them two meals a day? We're like, three.
It's like, oh, wow. It's not even necessary.
Yeah. Although we were weighing them on human scales like last time. So I guess like the scale is always different at the vet. I was like, can you weigh me now? My turn. Can I get up on this table?
You know, we're just coming fresh off the heels of the Taylor Schrecker Christmas party.
Yes, we are.
I wanted to bring it up because there was two people there that was shocking.
Yes.
And we won't get into like specifics of like what we actually talked about. But Kelly Catrone was there.
And Anna Delvey was there. Okay. They come as a pair.
What?
Now. Yeah.
They come as a pair now.
I talked
was
to Anna Delvey.
Anna Delvey was at Taylor Strecker's party?
Yes, oh, she was.
I got to be honest. They were taking a bunch of photos with her, but I was like, I talked to her, but I was like, I don't want to be like, let's take a selfie now. I don't know. I felt weird about that, you know?
Yeah. I think play it cool. Well, it's our first time meeting her, but I think it was the Taylor's, well, maybe first time, but because they have a close connection with Kelly Catrone.
Yeah.
That's how it all happened.
No, that's fine. Yeah. I just felt like,
I certainly was not asking for a photo, even though I kind of wanted to, but
did you talk to her?
No, I didn't.
So we ended up talking to her because Jared produced this show, Age of Influence.
Yeah.
And there was an episode where she did an interview. It wasn't her episode. It was about this girl, Danielle Miller. If you've seen the show, it's on Hulu. Great show. And they met in prison and they were like friends. So when Anna Delvey got out of prison, she did an interview for this show. So Jared's like, I produced Age. She was like, oh, she's like, she's still in prison, right? And Jared's like, yeah, I think so. And I was like, this is a normal holiday party conversation.
Yes, it really was. No, he had a really good, I mean, he knows her personally just because he's probably had to like research her.
A little bit.
Jared and Anna, yeah.
But it was so funny. And then I was like, huge Dancing with the Stars fan. I actually know Ezra, your dance partner. She's like, oh my God. And I was like, it was so fun. Did you have fun? She's like, it was okay. She said, people take it too seriously.
Honestly, people take it too seriously.
Yeah.
She was like, fun.
It's not competitive. Like,
but why does she think that? Because it is competitive.
It is. And I do think, like, if you're signing up to do it,
yeah,
take it seriously. Like,
maybe she thinks that it's already
put yourself in it.
It's already chosen. The Maybe. Path is led already.
Or she was just like, sure, and didn't realize that everybody else does take it serious. She's like, yeah. I understand for
yeah,
the
right.
coaches, you know, like yeah. for the dance instructors, because they're like, they uh-huh. get paid more, I guess, when they win, right. when they do more episodes or whatever. I mean, so do the people dancing, the stars. I don't know. But it was funny because she was just like, I'm not like that.
And I was like, not into that. Well, what's crazy that we learned is that she's actually living with Kelly Catrone. Kelly took her under her wing and is, I think Kelly has an interest in just odd people, like people with very interesting journeys. Because Kelly herself has a very interesting journey
yeah.
to the head of the PR fashion world.
Crazy.
Is she intimidating in person, if that's what you're wondering? I was a little intimidated.
I didn't talk to Kelly.
I didn't talk to her either.
I wish I did. I've seen her before. Like, I saw her at a bar a couple months ago.
Oh.
I know. And I was like, that's Kelly Catrone. But I didn't, like, go up and be like, hey, girl.
It's the little girl in me that used to watch The Hills.
Oh, yeah.
And think, like, I wanted to go into fashion. And then I would watch that and go,
never mind.
No, I can't handle that. Yeah. Like, if Kelly's in the business, and she still is, she honestly hasn't aged. She looks exactly like she did on that show.
She does. She really does.
That was 20 years ago. 15, 20 years ago.
That's so crazy.
That's crazy to me.
Do you think they have like a reality show coming out or something? I wonder if they're on a project together.
There was a stir in the Taylor house. Mm-hmm. People were alluding to a bunch of different things. I don't know what the F they were talking about.
I know.
No, literally.
People were like, and you know what's happening in the spring. And Dre and I were literally like, no. And they're like, okay, keep playing dumb. And we're like, no, I am dumb.
They're like, because you know my project and I'm taking it here because you know.
I think that's how we just need to show up places.
No. I'm not even kidding. After watching all of Anna Delvey's antics, I go, you really take fake it till you make it to like a whole nother level.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, you literally do.
And people were like starstruck around her. It was really wild to watch.
Yeah.
And this wasn't a massive party, too. I want you all to know.
It was very intimate. Very intimate. Yeah. I didn't even know what to. You know where I stuck around? The goddamn food table.
I was going
to
say the shrimp cocktail because that was bomb shrimp. I was like, has no one had a shrimp? These are great shrimp.
You know, Taylor said she bought like a bunch of pounds and she only served like the first quarter of it. I was like, oh my God, there was more shrimp.
Jared and I were cleaning up.
I held back on the shrimp because it was nearing the end. And Taylor's like, no, I had like 10 more pounds. I was like, well, how? You didn't put it out.
She needed to do one moment where she was like, oh my God, do we need more shrimp? Then people would have been like, oh, she's got more shrimp. Okay.
Exactly.
I'm taking four more shrimp.
If she had mentioned that, I wouldn't have held back.
Same. Honestly, same.
I could have eaten like, 10 more shrimp.
It was really good.
So good and fresh.
Ah! And it was good cocktail sauce. You know, if you have a party and you have a good shrimp cocktail, okay. Like I have utmost respect for you.
I do too.
Yeah. Because that's like a dish I would serve. Like I love it.
It's so good. I want to start serving caviar, but maybe that's another level.
It depends on the caviar.
Here we go. We're getting a caviar. Big Wig Beluga caviar sponsorship.
Big Wig Beluga in the deep blue sea. Don't you think Bethany's going to come out with a caviar in the new year? Or, unless she already has one. She probably has like a skinny girl caviar. And then we could like
Bethany's Cav.
Yeah, and then we could try it on the show, get her to sponsor the show with her caviar.
Send her this clip right now. Team, social team, send her this clip.
Hey, Bethany.
Bethany.
We've got some sick ideas for you.
Forget the chicken salad. The chicken salad is out.
No.
The new shit.
Caviar. Sick caviar.
Sick.
Insane.
It's going to be delicious.
It's going to be expensive.
Picasso.
Some rich bitch caviar. And we will try it.
Hello.
Okay.
I love caviar. I love a little bump. One quick thing. Did you see that Bethany gave a review of Teresa Giudice's, Melissa Gorgas.
I want to get into all the Bethany reviews. I think we should take a quick little breaky poo and then get into the Bethany review. Oh my God, I rhymed.
Get your jingle bells ready.
Yeah, I just rhymed.
I'm
bitches.
Dre, like, fully was just like, and I was like, come again? What in the charades is happening?
I was giving you a little, take it. Okay. Go for it.
And I took it.
Welcome back, I guess. Welcome us back in.
All right, we're back. But we do want to discuss, Bethany's been tasting a lot. You know, a lot of people send her stuff because she's so known for these tasting videos.
Influential.
That nobody asked for, but they are informative. She is actually good at reviewing. She's honest.
Yeah.
But the only thing, it's just a matter of like maybe close your mouth, just like 20% more. She does like to talk and eat.
She talks and eats.
It makes me starving. I want to eat after when she eats.
Unless it's a bad one. And then you're like, oh, I don't. I actually trust her.
Yeah.
Okay, so she's reviewed two big celebrity products recently. Did you see the two this week?
No, this week I did. I saw the main one.
Harry Hamlin.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Harry Hamlin's got a tomato sauce line out. And she did a blind test with Rao's and Harry Hamlin's. And she spit it out. She was disgusted by it. It was really funny. And then
did she heat the sauce up or she went straight from the can?
Straight from the jar. And I will say, I can eat a jar of Rao's cold straight from the jar. It's that good.
Wow. Okay.
It's that good. So I do think it's a legit way to taste. Mm-hmm. Like, I understand it's probably better heated. Mm-hmm. Parmesan, pasta, sure.
Totally.
And then the comments, did you see this? They were all like, how dare you? Like, don't you like Harry and Lisa? And she was like, yes, but if you're going to send me something, I'm going to be honest.
And I appreciate it. And then she's not even trying to start shit. You know who could actually take the heat is Lisa.
Yeah.
Lisa would be like, well, whatever, bitch. That's my husband's pasta sauce. She won't even care. Okay. She'll move on.
She wouldn't. And I just loved it because it was like, she was real. She even made her housekeeper taste it and was like, see? It's disgusting, right?
She made her housekeeper. I love. She'll just get anybody who's there.
Because she was giving her the blind taste and she was like, taste this. So you know I'm honest.
And the housekeeper was like, ew.
She was like, yeah, I agree. Wow. Wait, and then she got Melissa Gorga's cookies.
Melissa was brave and she sent Bethany her sprinkle cookies.
She's been sending them around town. I've been seeing these cookies pop up.
I'm pissed. I actually need to talk to my manager about this. We need to reach out to Melissa.
Well, she hasn't sent you them.
No.
What the F?
Literally.
Oh, my God.
She knows about me, but I don't think she subscribes to the impression. Why would she? I mean, but it's good press.
Yeah.
I'll post it on a TikTok, and, you know, it's free press.
It was like that one time when Kris Jenner sent me the cookies. Like, I was blown away, but that was the only time I ever got any inch of an outreach from a Kardashian.
Right.
And I believe that was Oreo, not Kris, who sent them.
On behalf of Kris.
On behalf of Kris. And you see, and that's
felt special.
And that is a connection if I've ever seen one.
I almost like saved them. Like I'd eat one a day because I was like, I don't want them to ever run out. I don't want them to ever leave.
Well, I love Oreo because they do really interesting collabs. One time they did a Lady Gaga Little Monster collab and the cookie was like green and pink or something.
I kind of remember this. Yeah.
I bought the pack to do back in the day when my content was interesting. I would just do whatever I wanted.
Love it.
But I was tasting it and I was like, I don't even want to touch these.
They were so pretty.
They were so pretty.
Yeah.
The packaging.
It's also, do you really want to eat a green Oreo? No, you want to look at it.
Not really.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I hope you get the Melissa Gorga cookie.
So you guys, here's the thing. Yeah, I really need the Melissa Gorga sprinkle cookies. They actually look very pretty. They're in this little packaging, but I've seen now everybody do reviews. Even Joe Gorga, her husband, has been doing a review.
What is the consensus?
Everybody says they're good.
They're fine.
Which is trash.
Yeah.
They should be terrible.
Actually, Bethany only did a sound bite. I didn't see her actually review it. She did the Teresa sound bite of her being like, throw them in the trash or whatever. What's that bite?
Throw them in the garbage.
Yeah. No one ate them.
Yeah, nobody touched the cookies you brought. I threw them in the garbage. My question is, why is she coming out with this now? Did a cookie manufacturer approach her? Because this, you guys know this happened
years ago.
And it's been the bottom of the, it's been like this main center.
Yeah.
The epicenter of the feud. Where she was just picking at little small things about Melissa. And then it grew into, they're jealous of us. Now they're... You guys are only on the show because of us, but it really did start at the cookie because Melissa brought sprinkle cookies to her house for the holidays. And she's like, why are you going to bring sprinkle cookies when I like pinoli cookies?
Yeah.
So it's a big fight. It's hard. It's really hard to dissect it. I wish somebody like a philosopher could go back.
It's so funny, though, that it is happening now. I feel like now, though, like so many brands are like, we just need a face.
You're right.
Collab.
Like,
we just need a face. Some sugar cookie company finally watched the episodes back in the day and they were like, oh my God.
This is brilliant.
This could be, we're talking about it on our podcast, right? So it's working.
What people started doing TikTok reviews of crumble cookies, you guys know it's like a multi-million, if not billion-dollar industry.
These
two cousins started with this crumble cookie.
Yeah.
What?
The lines for crumble is insane. Have you seen the lines?
Yeah. It's and I crazy. Just go, it's a cookie. What about Levon?
I love Levon. Levon? They've grown too. They've blew up. They used to be just one line on that Upper West Side line that I remember being like, these are like biscuits. Oh my God. And they only had like three flavors. Now they have like so many.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's sprinkle cookies. I just don't know why she hasn't sent it. But I'm also questioning why Courtney doesn't send me Lemmy gummies. It's, you know, things will never get answered.
Right? Why don't I have a full Aloe
cassette collection?
Hello.
Did Aloe make an advent calendar? Because should have been.
Oh my God.
Hello.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
You just give them your measurements and they send you just like a life-size Barbie, you know, advent calendar. Oh.
Do you know of a calendar?
Do I what?
Ooh, I really got mixed up there. Do you know if any company has a candle advent calendar?
Probably. I don't know specifically.
A candler. Get it? Forget it. So I really want one. No, I actually lost my mind. Yes, I couldn't say that very fast.
I love it. I do love it. Oh, we have to talk about something that happened this week that the Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco engagement feels like a year ago, but it actually happened this week.
Yes.
Were you surprised? Were you into it? How are you feeling about it?
You know, shocked after a year of dating.
They've only been together a year?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow.
It was fast.
When you know, you know.
Wow.
But do you?
I don't know.
No. I've never known.
I've only been in long relationships. My parents got engaged after 3 months.
I guess you do.
That's wild.
So I do believe in true love. It is interesting. I guess in the celebrity world, things move at like a totally different time frame.
Yeah.
Like you can get married way later. You don't even need to get married. Like they just do whatever they want.
Did you see the video of him in an interview talking about her? I mean, there's a lot of them, but there was one that was like, there was one that was going around and they were like, what's so great about her? And he went off. I showed it to Jared. I was like, the way this guy speaks about her, like, are you fucking kidding? He was like, she's amazing. He's like, she's playing, she's going to win an Oscar. She's acting. She's so sweet. She's so down to earth. She's the hottest girl I've ever seen. Like, he just went on and on and on. He's like, she's a W. And it took me a minute to be like, oh, is that a win? Like,
yeah, that's what I would have thought.
Because the other guy's like, he's someone off camera. He's like, is she not a W? And he's like, she's a W. And he's like, see?
She's a W.
She had W. And I was like, I love this. But here's my question. So were they doing a Taco Bell ad? I have thoughts because it was on a set.
Yeah, it was on a set.
Like a green ground. Like,
mm-hmm. Looked like a picnic.
Yes. And there was Taco Bell.
Yeah.
And I was like, either he hired us, like made a set happen and wanted to film it.
Yeah.
Or are they going to be in like a Super Bowl Taco Bell ad? Because they're filming all those right now, you know, for like February.
That's true.
And what if it's like, what if we get the proposal in the ad?
Yo.
And that's how he bought a $500,000 ring or whatever the fuck it costs.
That would make so much sense.
I've been reading some theories. Clearly, I've created.
You've thought about this. Yes. No. I think you're so right dead on. I think that's very accurate.
I don't know.
I could absolutely see that. He would be more about it. He's very much into content. He's very much into the zeitgeist pop culture.
Yeah.
I think Selena would just be like, okay, I'll go along with that. Sure.
Right. Had no say because...
Engagement was a Taco Bell commercial.
But what a story.
So wouldn't that be like
I just enjoyed
a nightmare?
Myself.
I'd be like, we're making so much money and you're giving me a beautiful ring.
Millions of dollars.
Right. And I'm eating Taco Bell. This day doesn't get better.
Yeah. And they're so in love that I think it shadows everything. Like they really are in love.
You guys have to all find this interview. I'm going to post it if I can find it of him speaking about her. And you're like, yeah, I'll marry him. Are you kidding? Like, he's so nice and he loves her so, so much.
Yes. And he's not the conventional man that you would put Selena with. That's why I like the duo. At first I was like, Selena, what are we from Justin Bieber to Benny Blanco? It's an interesting type switch, but you can't change that sort of
like, he's endearing.
Love and admiration and endearing. He's funny.
He's charming.
He says he cooks for her.
Yeah.
You know what? Love is love.
Love is love is love. You know what's not love? Heard about Scandoval Part 2. Have you heard this?
You know what? It's just like, literally, guys, like, what do you want from me?
He cheated.
He cheated again.
And she posted on Instagram. I love when we get the, like, the second tier of, like, let's post it to Instagram.
Yeah, yeah.
Something cryptic and sad and weird. So the whole world is like, what the fuck happened now?
Right, exactly.
And that's what happened. She posted. Even I saw it, and I don't even follow Skate. I'm like, oh, no.
Here we go. What did you guys expect? What did she expect?
She said that a tiger's stripes don't change.
She could have used any metaphor, but she chose that one. That was a choice.
And I was like, I never thought they did. My brain was like,
what? I would have said, yeah, once a cheater, always a cheater. That's a pretty standard cheating phrase that we all know.
And then she wrote, have you guys seen Tiger King? It's an amazing show.
She also wrote that in small print. By the way, while we're on the subject of tigers, have you guys ever seen Tiger King? They were obnoxious. I don't know if you ever saw them. They posted a couple of videos of them, like, making out hardcore on social media, like on Instagram.
I didn't. How long were they together?
And it was like, barf, barf. I would say a little over 6-7 months, because it happened, like, pretty much right after the... What I don't know is what is Sandoval going to do now? The music career. No. We got to hang the mic up. We got to hang it up.
He's going to, like, have a podcast, have a bar.
A bar. Hello. It's not going to be Shorts and Sandies. It's going to be Sandies. It's got to be Sandies on. You know, he belongs in
Sandies
AC.
At the beach. You know, it's a tiki bar, like a little hut that you get in Hawaii.
Yeah, he belongs in Venice Beach somewhere or in Atlantic City. Like, that's his vibe. So he can wear sparkles on his face.
Vegas?
Vegas.
Atlantic City. I love Atlantic City dearly. It's a dump. Vegas is like,
and what is Vegas
doing that?
Well, Vegas is like,
yeah, he's like, it's a dump though, right? I go, exactly.
I love Atlantic City. Listen,
me too.
She's dumping him in there.
But I think Vegas is like, Vegas is what everything Atlantic City aspires to be.
Yes.
Vegas is like, there's a little bit of trashiness to it, but you can also still get a 5-star meal, you know?
Sure.
And you can see a show with a lot of sequins. And when people play Vegas, they do bring it.
I don't know if he'd make it in Vegas. Like,
well, that's a different conversation. And
do you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I don't know if he's at the level of, like, let's go to Vegas and perform.
Yeah, right. But so you think he could do Atlantic City?
Who
like
knows?
The Borgata?
You know, I don't know. Is really tough.
Other splits this week. MGK.
Splitsville. Yeah. Well, this came up. I don't know if it's fully confirmed. But MGK and Megan Fox have called it quits. Megan is pregnant.
I know. That's sad.
It's kind of tough. So, yeah, it's been... I didn't see anything on her Instagram, but it's just been reported that they decided to call it quits during the Thanksgiving Day holiday.
I saw Brian Austin Green get stopped by TMZ, and they were like, what do you think about the split? And he was like, there's a split? Like, he didn't know.
They broke the news to him?
Yeah, but he was also, like, really nice and into it. I was like, so... It was a very strange interview.
Yeah.
Because he, like, talked to them for a while. And they were like, yeah, okay. And she's praying. He's like, well, I hope she's okay, you know. I wish her the best. And I'm so sorry to hear that. And it was so weird. It was like, he was like, we can keep talking. I was like, wait, what is happening right now?
Why is he so interested in talking?
How did I know about this news? And he didn't. That's not true.
Yeah, I know.
They share
kids
together. Like,
you're right. They said they're just now figuring out the co-parenting situation while she's pregnant.
Interesting. But he didn't seem to have bad... like words about MGK. Like, they were like, what do you think about your kids now not hanging out with him? He was like, I don't know. I mean, they enjoy being with them. Like, he was kind of like, I don't know.
And all three of their kids are actually in their transition journey, or all three of them are, they change genders.
Really?
Yeah.
All three. How old are their kids?
I mean, one is like preteen. They're like 13, 11, 7 or around that sort of
I didn't know
age
how old their kids were. Interesting.
Yeah, they're getting old. Well, she really was like out of the public eye for a long time while they were. She was like a mother for the that whole part of her life.
She was like a mother.
She was a mother.
A mother.
You know, but they're twin flames. Like, how do you break up that twin flame?
I don't know. I love them together.
They have a blood bond.
Those tongues, you know. What are we gonna not have those on a red carpet anymore?
Come on.
I love that.
We still have Courtney and Trav.
Oh God. Wait, I meant to tell you, I didn't tell you until right now, you guys. I watched the first episode of the Paris and Nicole reunion show.
Absolutely. Are you obsessed?
Sanasa. I will say it was okay. Like, I love them so much.
I know.
And it was kind of like, it almost like they were trying to go back to like simple life.
Yeah.
But they're so successful and they're like, they have their shit together and they're moms that it's like, yes. They're trying. I want to see it play out. I imagine it'll get better.
Yeah.
Because they're trying to, the whole show is they're trying to turn Sana Saw into an opera.
Into an opera. You guys know it's one word.
It's one word.
It is one word.
And it's funny to hear them like, they're like, no, we're going to make it an opera. And everyone's like, no.
And like, how yeah, do you go about that?
Right.
But up until then, they are also revisiting certain parts of
yeah, they're like old going businesses. Back to simple life territory, like wherever they were.
Yeah. I used to be so obsessed. I had it in DVDs.
Ugh, I loved it too.
I wanted to be Nicole. I thought I couldn't even achieve being Paris because she was just like so tall, statuesque. I was like, Nicole's my girl. I was like, I'm for sure Nicole. Yeah. Silly. Doesn't take anything serious. Yeah.
I loved them. I had two beta fish in college named Paris and Nicole. Actually.
Okay. At this point, I don't believe your fish stories.
Swear to God. Call now, anyone now I went to school with.
Mariah Carey and Paris Nicole.
Yeah.
How many? So you've had three beta fish.
I have. Maybe more that died. I don't remember. But those were the three main ones that lived for a while.
Amazing.
Junior year, I had Paris and Nicole. My roommate and I got them. And they were fighting fish. And then one of them was dying once. And we like fed her to the other one. And then we were like, and then they were both alive. And I was like, wow, I guess they do eat each other and like survive. It was so weird.
My God.
I know.
Beta eat beta fish world.
I'm going to watch more. Are you going to watch it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I think it was also like Jared didn't watch The Simple Life. So when I was like, let's watch this. I'm so excited.
How could you? I'm I so was, sorry. Like, trying you to can't ask your man to watch this.
Blaine.
You cannot ask your man to watch this.
I mean, like, it was just I wanted to watch it the other night. We were eating
Dancing
dinner.
With the Stars is one thing.
He loves that show.
I know. And I'm shocked. But to ask him to watch a revamp of The Simple Life.
He begged me to watch Emily in Paris the other night, and I watched one episode, and I was like, I'm bored.
You know what?
Sorry.
The next time I see him, I have some choice words for him, because that's effing wild. Emily in Paris?
He loves it. He thinks it's he thinks it's like mindless good watching, you know?
Wow.
I'll break up with him, okay? You don't have to say no more, guys. I'm just wondering.
Wow.
The silence in the room. I'm like, oh, shit.
Emily in Paris?
Yeah.
Does he loves it. But he also, was he checking his fantasy yesterday?
I don't know. Probably. Okay. He wore an Eagles sweatshirt and the Jets won, so he's really had a day yesterday.
Tough. You know? That is tough.
No, he loves the Jets. That's his number one team. He bought an Eagles sweatshirt and he wore it because he's trying to try out his second team because the Jets are so sad. No, literally, this is a new sweatshirt.
Tell me about it.
He walked into the Taylor's party the other night and he told Taylor John, he goes, I'm so excited to tell her I'm like kind of an Eagles fan now. I go, yeah, as of last week.
But she would love it. Did Taylor, she ate that
up. Yeah, they bonded over it.
Love.
He goes, I only buy the Kelly Green Eagles gear. I can't buy the Hunter Green. And she's like, I get it.
Vibe with his.
It just,
it's kind of the Jet color. It's like the same.
Yeah.
Very close.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Maybe that's why I didn't hear the rest of the conversation. I was like, anyway,
yeah.
Shrimp, where?
You're like, I'll see myself out of this combo.
Yeah. Okay, before we break, Kristen Cav update. We've got an update on her preferences, I think, right?
You know she dabbled with the young men.
Yeah. Well, don't we?
Don't we know? Okay, yeah. Montana man.
Until she realized she had to change their diapers, and she was like, I'm over it.
Yeah, until she realized that they have the emotional intelligence of a snail. It's sure. It's you can't, you know?
No.
You're a mother of three, but she already knew that. She was like, I was fully aware, you guys. Yeah. I knew what I was doing. And you would do it too for a check. That's what she said. But here we go. She said that she's now interested in much older men. She would go up until, you know, she's just changing her age ranges. And she says that she would always maybe potentially date her forever crush, which is Kevin Costner.
I would love to see her date Kevin.
He's 69.
How funny would that be to see them roll up to an event together?
It would be.
Is Kevin Costner single?
For the books.
He is?
I think so because I saw.
Yellowstone, right?
I saw them asking Sharon Stone, are you dating Kevin Costner? And she was like, no, leave me alone.
Yeah.
So no shit. Yeah, I mean, why? If I was Kevin Costner, I'd date Kristen.
Yeah, exactly.
If I was me, I would date Kristen.
To go from 24 to 69 is hilarious, though. Like, I don't know if I could physically, like.
You got to change those Raya settings. Have you ever tried to get on Raya? My friend just tried, and she was like, yeah, I know somebody.
Well, it's easy for women, not for men.
Really?
Yeah. I've been on the waiting list for 4 years.
Oh, my God.
I think.
Don't you need a lot of people to just, you just need a lot of people to.
Well, I have 13 and it's apparently it's not enough.
What?
I never got on.
That is impossible for men. Never got on. You have to like
be accepted, and it's a little bit more of like a upper tier.
Yeah, it's supposed to be exclusive. It's like for the, apparently, I have heard that they like they the men that they try to get on to Raya are like, I've heard women that are like, I swiped on John Mayer or like stuff like that.
Yeah,
you know,
wow.
Yeah, but
it's for rich guys and famous guys.
Pete Davidson, and, all
and
of
like,
that thing,
and
right?
All women, probably. Basically.
Wow.
Women get on like that.
Okay, so your friend, did she get on?
She got on. With
oh,
the
yeah,
days,
she got
said.
On. Yeah, two
wow.
days, right?
What?
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. So okay. Good for her. So I was just wondering if you've ever done it for like a social experiment.
No, but I'd be down. Should I get on, Raya?
For the name of the experiment, I just want to see what talent's on there.
Oh, like who?
Yeah.
Like Sandoval.
Yeah. Because you know he'll be on there soon. He's probably been on there. But I just wonder, because I think Kristen, I don't know if she uses Raya, but I think she's mentioned like, yeah, I was swiping on Raya. It's
like, I think also
Kristen's on Raya. What?
Drew Barrymore, I feel like, uses it or something. Like she talks yeah. about dating apps too. And I'm mm-hmm. like, are they on like Tinder? Like
to no. me, that would be wild. Because I'm also scared of, not scared of it. I just, you know, the horror stories. You see what's on there and it yeah. looks...
If you were a celebrity, yeah. tell me, is this wrong to do? Like, what if you just put up a different name and
that's catfishing
photo? But everything was true to you.
Oh, okay.
And then as soon as you talk to someone, if you have a connection, you can tell them yeah. like and be like, hey,
actually,
I just want
I'm
you to know I didn't want people to like bother me on this app, yeah. but I am not exactly the face that you see on this photo. Okay. Everything else is
it's
fake.
A reverse catfish. Somebody swipes, okay. they figure out, oh, personality's a mesh, and then they show up and it's a beautiful woman. And they go, wow, oh my God.
And you're like, Drew well,
what's
Barrymore?
The
I
thought you, this what's was... the picture that you chose? What are you
I
guys
don't know.
Choosing?
I don't know. I just wonder if you were that famous where
yeah.
you're like.
Yeah, to that level, Drew Barrymore.
Where you're seen and you're known. Yeah. And, like, and people would just date you because you're that person. Like, is there a world where that is even acceptable? Did I just rewrite my new rom-com? Did I just
it sounds like a rom-com.
My rom-com, right?
Like
where it's like you
rom-com.
Show up and you're like super famous and they're like, wait, you're J-Lo?
I mean, that I would
from
not
New
be
Jersey.
Upset. But I mean, you
no,
know.
Stephanie from the Bronx. Okay, get it right. Stephanie from the block. Yeah, but this is a tough... Drew Barrymore, I would just trust my friends' friends. I would just trust, like, if somebody wants to set me up, they know a good person who's not really in the entertainment industry.
Yeah.
I would do it.
But, you know, just because you're famous, I don't think you should not be able to experience the, like,
yeah.
technology we have today that people are
yeah.
using. Like,
oh, yes,
I think
they're missing out.
No, but I do think people enjoy it more than not, like... People enjoy sitting there swiping through, like looking for
do
people.
They?
Like it's like hopeful, you know, yeah. I think. Mm-hmm. I think. I don't know. Maybe.
I think it makes people very accessible. But I do think there's a lot of love stories on there. From
totally.
That. Yeah. But
it's funny now when you meet people in real life. I think if you're like out at a party and they're like, how'd you meet? And you're like, oh, we met at a bar. People are like, yeah. whoa. Like that's almost the obscure way to meet
I know,
people.
I know. I know. I'm always impressed when people say that.
It's so funny.
Good conversation starter, just buy a guy a drink. Like, notice what he's drinking and then buy him the next drink. He'll be so impressed.
Really? Is that your
thing? Yes.
You buy drinks for
yes.
guys?
They always usually buy me one back in the day.
Back in my day when I used to hit up
back
the bars.
Back in the day. Yeah. And they're like, wow, she pays attention to details. She is a successful person because she can actually afford a drink. She is bold. She made the first move. It's a power move.
I love it. I love that.
I mean, I'm not getting them like some $30,000. Like, I'm not getting them Class A Soul on the Rocks. I'm getting like...
No, yeah. something shit. Absolutely.
Well,
something
like,
that they don't actually
whatever.
Drink.
And she's like, we'll take a Jack Daniels. Whatever he's drinking, I'm like, what are they drinking?
Do you have a house liquor that you made in the bathtub?
Can I tell you, I was so the opposite at a bar. If a guy came over to me and was like, can I buy you a drink?
Yeah.
I would probably go... No, I'm good. I make my own money and I can buy my own drinks.
I believe it.
Walk away.
I believe it.
I just like, it was so uncomfortable for me. I'd be like, then I have to talk to you? No.
No, you just, usually they should just like serve you and you go, thanks. And if you want to go up to them, you can go up to them.
Never had that happen. It's always like a personal like person coming up being like, can I buy you a drink?
No.
And I'm like, no, I'm good. I have one or yeah. I already have my own tab. Like I'm fine.
Yeah. No, that's the wrong way to go about it. You just got to like ask the waitress what they served them, already get it sent to them. Then the ball's in their court.
That's a very different move
right.
than what I'm thinking of.
Right.
So, yeah.
I buy you a drink? Yeah, I would say the same thing. I'd be like, uh-huh.
Yeah, I was like, no.
I did do something funny, though. The other day, these two guys came up to my friends and I, and this one guy was like, hey, this guy came up to us. We were trying to lose him. You guys look really cool. I was wearing a Yankees hat, and he was like, and my friend and I made a bet, like, whoever can get the Yankees hat by the end of the night, like, you know, like, we win money. And I was like, oh, that's really funny. So, but I was like, all right. So they went back to their seats, and I sent over 3 shots of water because I saw this online, and I was just like, let me just like mess with them. So they all took it. I took a video of it. It was actually really funny.
You sent 3 shots of water to guys at a restaurant?
Yeah, it was really fun.
That's so funny.
They believed it for like the first like 10 seconds. In the video, all of them realized at a different time. They're like,
was that water?
It was really funny.
How old were they?
Probably in their 30s. One guy was like younger, the one they were trying to lose, but...
That's really funny. Oh, yeah. She went to a crazy place. The crazy place.
Crazy Pizza, which apparently is Heidi Klum's restaurant. I had no idea. Crazy Pizza in New York. It's in Soho. It's so fun. I loved it.
I'm glad you made it.
They like spin pizzas around. They bring out sparklers. They have free shots. Everybody's dancing. It's fun.
It's a vibe.
It's like there was a live DJ. There's a big pizza disco ball. Fun.
Fun.
Fun. You know, it's gimmicky. It's fun. That's what Bethany says.
It's a vibe.
It's a vibe.
The energy. All right, we have some very special guests. We're gonna do a little holiday send off.
Holiday jingle jingle holly holly all the way. Can't wait.
Happy holidays, dolls.
Merry Christmas with a K.
You know it. You know they named this holiday for me, doll. How are you? It is so nice to be back together. It's really been a little while. I missed you.
Yeah, I've been busy. What have you been up to?
Oh, I've been so busy, you know, shooting the Aloe holiday campaign, you know, getting Kimberly together. You know, we opened Skims on Fifth Avenue.
Saw that. Looked huge. Why was she on like some losery scooter?
She broke her foot. You didn't even know that your sister broke a bone in her foot, in those precious feet.
Yeah. No, I didn't actually. Is she okay?
She tripped. Yeah, she was wearing this amazing, amazing Dolce heel. Mm. And she was going down a staircase and she tripped. And I guess she broke her foot. But, you know, the show must go on. So we got her a cute little scooter. It had some Swarovski crystals down the side. And she looked amazing. Did you see her bangs?
I did. What are those, clip-ons?
Yeah, probably.
They looked... No, I did love the look, though. She looked... vibrant.
Yeah, young. Where were you?
I'm being a mom. Like, I am so busy. I've got 4 kids to shop for Christmas.
4 kids. Yeah. Happy birthday to Rainey and
thank you.
And Mason.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Get that right.
I took an edible. I can't remember my own grandchildren.
God forbid. He's the oldest grandchild.
He really is. And he is so special to me. You know, yeah. I got him something really great.
What did you get him?
I got him a football field. It's in Calabasas. I can't wait to show you. They're just grooming the field right now.
I mean, he's like not the most athletic in the bunch, but like we'll give it a shot.
Yeah, but he could buy a team, you know, and let them play and he could just own the field.
I always said that all of Chloe's ex-boyfriends could form an entire football team.
Half of them are on football teams, right?
Yeah, or basketball or one of them.
So true. Wow.
It's crazy. But yeah, I...
You've always gone for shrimpier guys.
Look at who's talking.
You really have. Have you ever dated a really...
At least I have a type. You're just all over the goddamn globe with your shit.
Well, let me tell you something. Corey is miles away from a Bruce Jenner.
Yeah. One could say.
But I really just feel like, you know, everybody has, all of my kids have their type. They really do.
Yeah. I mean, I just like, for Christmas, I want to find Kim a husband.
Well, you know, the world believes she's dating someone right now.
Who?
I don't even know. All I know is we were so busy opening Skims. And then here I see her in the, you know, in the tabloids and holding hands with a mystery man.
What is he?
I'll say this. He is definitely not in the music industry.
Finally. She needs to get out of that realm. It's just so toxic.
Yeah. And she is definitely not dating an athlete.
Again, so toxic. You know?
But finance, I don't know. My lips are sealed.
Okay. Yeah. So I love that for her. Chloe needs a man too.
Well, Chloe's too busy. You know, Chloe's got a podcast now. A what? Chloe is starting her own podcast. I know you thought we were the only ones.
Well, yeah, we should be. This is competition. What are you doing, psycho?
You know, Dear Media came to my door and they got on their knees and they said, please give us any daughter. We're begging you. And I said, all right. I said, let's see if we can come up with a deal. Okay. For $16 million, I gave him Chloe.
You could have done it for 20.
I could
have. That is rich, honestly. I know that Chloe started one with my ex, Scott. They did it in the bathtub.
Oh, my God. They were hilarious. But we tried to pitch that around, and people said, put your clothes on.
They weren't interested.
No. You know, I think it was the tub. I think its sound is hard there, you know?
Yeah, you just get too much of, like, the reverb from the bubbles. Yeah. I don't really know, but I...
Who knows what was going on underneath that water?
What the hell... Don't even start. Scott never cheat. What the hell are they going to talk about?
Chloe?
Yeah.
It's just Chloe.
It's just Chloe Money.
Maybe you'll be on. It's just Chloe. She's given her own show. I don't know. She's going to have guests, you know? She's really personable. So I think it's going to be a hit, you know? I think it's time to threaten that Alex Cooper.
You know? Yeah, Alex is shaking in her little boots.
She really is. It's called Chloe in Wonderland.
What kind of name is that?
Well, I picked it.
Chloe in Wonderland.
I guess I was on shrooms when I chose the name. What? I thought it was just like, you know, she's so iconic. She's such a like princess, you know, like.
Right.
So don't you feel like she deserves her own Wonderland?
I mean, I kind of get it, but usually podcast names are, you know, like. Some play on words.
Like what? Like what's your favorite podcast?
I mean, I don't listen to them like that, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess.
Like it should be Chloe's play on something. Like
Catching Up with Chloe.
Yeah. Something around those lines.
That was number three on the list. It really was.
Or like least interesting sister to look at. Like that would be fun.
You are so bad. You really are.
I mean,
you
know? I'm the most interesting.
You go shove your face in a bowl of matcha.
You know what? I'm thinking about going to Aspen
for Christmas.
Yeah.
Wow.
You're not invited, though, but what do you feel?
I mean, go for it, doll. I'm not coming to Aspen.
Why not? What are you doing?
Well, you just disinvited me.
Well, no, but like uninvited. If you really wanted to come, you could.
I might come for like a half a day.
Okay, just stop in.
When the kids open the gifts, yeah, maybe I'll stop by.
Speaking of gifts, I saw your new wrapping paper.
What'd you think? I got personalized wrapping paper for all my kids and grandkids.
It's cute, I have to say. Who is the artist? Well, like, you got somebody to sketch it up?
I sent photos of all my kids, all my grandkids, and they made these gorgeous, absolutely amazing gift wrapping paper.
Yeah. It was cute.
It was really sweet. Yeah. I will say, I forgot to do Rom. Don't tell him.
It's because we don't have any recent photos of him.
I sent them like a seventh grade school picture and they didn't make anything. They thought that was a fluke.
That's interesting. My wrapping paper this year is just black.
Just black?
Just black. Maybe I'll throw on like a bow that's also black, but like the theme is black.
Like her heart.
Exactly.
Yeah. Did Travis pick that out for you?
Yeah, it was kind of like this joint decision.
Wow.
Yeah. So I feel like that's the vibe.
What are you getting Travis for the holidays?
I mean, I always say this, but me.
Okay. No gifts this year again.
I'm going to put a bow on my left tit and a bow on my right tit.
Oh my
call
God.
It a day.
I don't want to think about your lactating tits.
They're not lactating anymore. The baby, no, they still are.
You're still breastfeeding, yeah?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, you breastfed me till I was 7 and a half.
Absolutely not. I gave you to the maid.
Yeah, that's
maybe she
true.
Breastfed you. I don't remember. I was too busy going out. It really was.
It is true. But yeah, so what are you getting for Corey?
Oh, well, I'm taking Corey to Puglia. Have It's a city in Italy. Corey's really connected to Italy now that he's done the Dolce & Gabbana.
I'm sure he is.
So, you need to let him know that it's actually pronounced Puglia.
Puglia?
Yes.
I don't like it. Puglia.
That's so beautiful. Honestly, you're so worldly. I look up to you.
Oh, that's the nicest thing she's ever said to me.
Wow. Well, it is the holiday season.
My gorgeous firstborn right there.
Yeah, I was going to say, let's say three nice things about each other.
I love this. Okay. I love your sunglasses. They really shape your face.
Thank you so much, Mom.
Really.
I feel so connected to you in this moment.
Now your turn.
Okay. I love that you can rock a bob because, like, literally nobody can.
Thank you.
Except for Paul McCartney. But, like, you rock the shit out of that. Mushroom bowl cut.
I really do. I didn't wear that wig today, but I have it for you. I'll wear it next time we're together. Thank you. That's so sweet.
It completes the look. Like, talk about longevity.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. My turn. I love that you were the firstborn child.
Wow. I really am.
You were really, we tested everything out with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what makes us so connected. Really does.
Yeah.
I could cry. That was so nice of me.
That really is. I mean, being the oldest, being your firstborn, it's a privilege.
Yeah. I mean, you get, you know, the third most in my will.
You're right. Like, I just can't even imagine me being a different order, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm the oldest. Like, I just have more knowledge. Yeah. It makes so much sense.
Actually, you get the fourth most in my will. I forgot.
Who's in third?
Scott. Kylie, Kim, Scott, Courtney.
We'll leave that one be. And the next thing about you is you have really nice martini glasses. They're crystal.
I really do.
I love those. You really have great taste in martini glasses. Not that I drink it, but like, your style's great.
I was going to say, I'd be happy to make you a drink anytime you come over. You always want like green tea.
Yeah. Well, it's like all about health and wellness.
Health and wellness.
Yeah.
I have to come one more. Is it one?
No, we can cut it short. I've lost interest.
I was going to say, I love your top. Is it Skims?
No.
Oh, great.
Then I take it back.
I would never. Well, is yours Skims?
Absolutely. Skims by Dolce & Gabbana.
Okay.
Did you get to it or was it sold out by the time you clicked?
You know, I really wanted that leopard bodice.
Well, yeah. It sold out within 10 minutes. Can you believe that? Kimberly is really just an icon.
It's sickening, really.
It is. It is.
She's able to do this. Did you say people asked us questions or am I going crazy?
Oh, my God. We have a Q&A. Yeah, we're going to close it out with a Q&A.
Yay. So fun.
So absolutely great. Okay. Some of our fans have asked us questions. So they want to know who is Kim dating. I think we covered that one already.
Yeah.
You'll find out.
Man.
You'll find out. Someone said, Chris, who is your favorite child? Kylie.
She said that with ease. No question there.
No question. All my kids respect it now.
To be honest, Kylie is kind of boring.
Oh my God. What is boring about? Have you seen the new Kai company?
Yeah. It feels like it's a ripoff of like my brand. It's all black.
Wow.
But yeah, no, she's fun. She's the young one. She's still got it.
She is so stunning. She really is. And that makeup line really changed the world.
It did.
Okay, this one's for you, doll. You ready?
Okay, thank God.
How do you find love after a bad heartbreak?
You just need to put... Oh, my God. Was that a ghost?
What was that?
That was my ex coming back to haunt me.
Caitlyn Jenner's knocking on the door.
You just really need to, like, come into your own energy and just be, like, at peace with yourself. And then love will just, like, show up.
Wow.
That was really spiritual. That was beautiful.
Yeah, just don't get too down about it because, like, bad energy makes more negative energy. So you just need to bring the good energy.
I love that. And yeah. I was going to say, dabble in some shrooms.
Just get right into it.
Just get into it. You know, you forget everything.
Yeah, if you can handle that.
Someone said Botox, yay or nay?
Frickin' rah-rah, yippee-yay.
Yay, yay, yay. Yeah, what was it? Rah-rah, yippee-yay. I love that.
Okay, don't say that ever again.
Really cute. My little cheerleader, right? Were you a cheerleader?
Rah-rah, no.
At college? You're the only one who went, right?
Wow, a fact that you actually know.
Yes, I am.
Well, Rob went somewhere, but we don't really know where.
I miss him.
Hopefully Rob will come over for the holidays.
I hope he shows up. Okay, who really wraps all those gifts? How do you decide on a Christmas gift budget?
Well,
who wraps your gifts?
I have an assistant, Nolita Bandita.
Wow.
She used to work at the Container Store, and she's really good at wrapping.
Good. That's good. That's a good skill. Yeah.
Yeah. What about you?
I don't even know who wraps the gifts.
They just show up.
They just showed up. Yeah. You know, I have a couple assistants, and they said, we got the gifts wrapped. So thank you if you're out there.
Whoever.
And honestly, whoever did it. Budget smudge it. Like, we just don't do it.
Go all out. You know? Go into debt. You'll make it up. New year, new you.
I think you made a Kris Kringle gift guide, and I think your top one was like a yacht or something.
Absolutely, yeah. I'm doing the 12 days of Christmas. Yeah, check in. I've got really great gifts on there for all different budgets.
I mean, she really is a giver.
I'm a giver.
Especially at this time.
I'm a lover. I'm a giver. I'm a mother.
I'm a fighter.
Wow.
I'm a bitch.
I'm a bitch. You are a bitch. Should we close them out with our favorite Christmas song?
Yes.
Give me one.
I think it was jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
what fun it is to ride in Caitlyn Jenner's sleigh.
Sleigh.
I love it when she laughs.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas, dolls. Have a happy, happy holiday.
Have a happy, yeah.
Have a merry, happy Christmas.
And in case you didn't know.
I don't know the rest of the song, but I love the feeling of it.
Love.
Uh-oh, Corey's here with Mike Martini. I got to get out of here.
All right, see you guys.
Bye, dolls.
I got to go eat a Yuletide log.
Oh, okay.
Bye.